I didn't think of that. I didn't think of that at all.
What?
that when our mics go on, those speakers go off. All right, well, that's not working. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. I don't know what we're going to call this episode.
We're trying to give you an example of what it's like to not have a good rhythm.
I mean,
that's probably the best thing that we could say.
So we've all been talking about the rhythm when you do a procedure, and I don't care what your job is. I really don't care what your job is, but it is so important to have this rhythm to do what you do. And we were talking during the break. We were talking with Kareem in particular because, you know, he does some of our more complicated cases, and they may have 500 steps. And what's important is that everyone in the room has to know the same 500 steps. In fact, they have to be on step 402 when you're on step 401. So in order to have that, the team has to be in sync, in rhythm. And you get somebody new and they're on step 380 and you're already on 401, it just throws it off. Scott, you have probably the best rhythm group of all of us because you've been in the same place now for what, 20 years?
Yeah, so I was going to make 3 points. Number one, Kareem said something about when he snapped back, when they asked him which way they wanted the Bobby to go or something.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, you're not in practice long enough to snap back about those little things because you said it in the break. 30 years later, we still have the same frustrations of not the right size drill bit, et cetera. Second point I was going to make is, and it's funny that you mentioned the Parkland X-ray tech. My X-ray tech now, Tim, who's there 90% of the time, participates like Ed used to participate. He positions the patient on the table for me, and he knows exactly where I want the patient to be. You know, because we tend to manipulate the table during the spine procedure. He's there for the whole procedure and in just an integral part of the team. The third point I was going to make, and T.O.'s going to totally, you're all going to totally agree with this, is, and this is for the listeners out there, you know, you see us, we say, okay, we think you're a candidate for XYZ procedure. And they say, well, are you on staff at a THR hospital? Because I'd really like to have the surgery done there. No, you don't. You want it done at the place where your surgeon does 99% of his surgeries because it never goes as smoothly. You may have the same result, but it may take longer. It's more frustrating for us. You do not want to say, oh, I'd rather have – if you're on – what hospitals are you on staff at? Okay, I pick this one. No. You want it where I have my 90% of the time team.
Scott,
period, end of story. I don't care if you have to pay more out of pocket because of your deductible or whatever. This is your body. You want the best chance for a good result. Well, and that's with our team, each of our teams, respectively.
Well, to me, there's just a certain amount of intention that if a physician says, I prefer here, it's a reason, right? I think this is definitely one of the reasons and one of the important reasons that you just have to trust that the patient may not be aware of. Right.
Well, we've been talking about it the entire episode so far. I mean, we're 40 minutes into it, and we've been talking about this the entire episode, the rhythm, the fact that everybody's on the same page. And yes, it you know, it may never be perfect. Even Scott just now said that he has the same X-ray tech 90% of the time, which means that 10% of the time he's got a different person. And yeah, and it's impossible to have the same team for 100% of the time. But we try. Now, you take that and you say, well, the patient says, well, would you mind doing the procedure here because my insurance pays better there? I don't have to pay. My answer is always no, and it's for the same reason that Scott just raised, which is the team. Look, I have done this before. If a member of my team was on vacation, I will move my schedule to the next week. When Phil Smith is not there for anesthesia, I will move my cases to Friday just because he's not there on Tuesday. And Kareem, I know you do the same thing. This even though there is frustrations, you're still at on your home turf. You're still in your home turf. So even though they didn't put the Bovee on the right side, you at least have the Bovee you like. Does that make sense? I mean, that makes sense.
No, no. The point, you guys are missing the point of the Bovee story.
Oh, no.
It has nothing to do, it doesn't have anything to do with the Bovee.
Right.
It's just asking you all the, like, it doesn't matter if the Bovee's necessarily on the left or the right, or the, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just like the little questions over and over and over again that are not even really, hey, we're just trying to do the surgery here.
All right.
They're like negative energy.
Like I said,
you're too early in your career to get frustrated over that little stuff.
Yeah. So I have a Bovee story because people don't know what a Bovee is. I'm thinking that people don't know what a Bovee is, but it's the hot stick that coagulates the small bleeders.
Coagulates a big word. Bring it down a little bit.
Mayor, how do you describe a Bovee?
A little burning device.
It's a little burning device.
And it makes a sound. And it makes a sound. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a buzzing sound. So,
and it's a beautiful buzzing sound.
Yeah, and you literally touch the small bleeder and it coagulates it. It buzzes it. It burns it. And so this is a story that kind of went around when I was in medical school a long, long time ago. It was a third year med student that was rotating on surgery, and it was the very first day of the rotation. And mind you, if you're a third-year medical student, you are just green.
Yes.
As green as you can possibly get.
Yep.
And I don't know what kind of case it was. It was a general surgery case, and that's not even relevant. And the medical student was like the third or fourth person around the room, but he was still on the field and scrubbed. And the staff says, buzz me. And everybody in the room knows what that means except the medical student. What do you mean, buzz me? He didn't say anything. That was just silence.
Right.
And so the staff guy says it again. Would you buzz this bleeder? And the kid looks around the room and goes, bzzz. Makes the sound because he didn't know what a Bovee was.
Wow.
Buzz me. Bzzz. Sorry, it just reminded me that most people have no idea what a Bovee means, and we've just been throwing it around.
Including a third-year med student.
Including a third-year medical student. Oh, my gosh, it's time for a break already.
Jeez.
We've accomplished so much in 45 minutes.
We got nothing. We got absolutely nothing done today.
But you have a killer shirt on.
This
will be remembered for your bright orange shirt.
My bright orange shirt. That's because I was going to go wear it on the golf course and be the talk of the course, and now I don't have anyone to play with.
We got to talk about his matching kicks. That's
all right.
Better.
Quick little break. Inside Sports Medicine. Coming back on the ticket.